Welcome to Walk in Truth. These are the Bible teachings of Pastor Michael Lance, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people and how to apply that truth to today's issues, trends, and culture. Learn more about the program and our ministry when you visit walkintruth.com. Now here's Pastor Michael's teaching in Judges 5 called, O My Soul, March On with Strength.
Well, we are going to turn to the book of Judges tonight. We are going to look at a song in the book of Judges, which is very unusual. Most of the book of Judges is about war and failure and the judges being raised up by God's grace. This is actually a song maybe similar to the Psalms that you would come across in the book of Psalms. Some have called this Deborah's song. Some have called this a song of victory. I have called it, O My Soul, March On with Strength. I'm going to show you a verse. I pray it'll be a verse for you for the year. Drop down to verse 21 in your Bible. This is where we picked up the title, Judges 5, 21. It's actually part B of the verse, or the last little sentence of the verse. And reading from the New American Standard, it reads this way. O my soul, march on with strength. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for tonight, and we're just grateful for every precious soul that's come out. We thank you for the youth being upstairs, the kids, all the faithful servants that pour into them. Thank you for every aspect of our faith. Thank you for the tests that you give us, the things that you allow us to press through, the insights and wisdom you give us along the way through experience and study. We lay this time at your feet and pray that we would be marching on in 2024 with strength, not our strength, but the strength that you provide. So teach us tonight what you want us to see. Show us wonderful things from your word, I pray. In Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen. I was sitting here a couple Wednesday nights ago, and Craig was preaching Judges chapter 4, and he was telling the story about how Deborah was raised up as a judge, and she stirred the nation as a mother of the nation, and she stirred Barak and got him to step up and to fight. And we saw that victory occur in Judges chapter 4. Really overwhelming odds, but they won the victory by God's grace. And chapter 5 is now a response to that victory, and it is a song. And as I was sitting here, Craig had looked ahead a little bit, and he was linking some explanations of how the battle went and what the Lord did. And I looked ahead to verse 21, and I have to tell you, I've had a handful of these moments in my life where a verse, as close as I could say to it leaping off the page, and did exactly that. And the verse was Judges 5:21, O my soul, march on with strength. I'm writing a devotional right now. Somebody asked me in the prayer room, Pastor Michael, do you have another book cooking? And I wrote a book on spiritual warfare, which some of you have read. I'm actually doing a book on the first 30 Psalms. It's a devotional. And keep me in prayer on that, because I really want to write it from my knees. I really want it to be a book that the Lord just uses in people's lives. And it's going to be basically to give you a little roadmap so that you'll have a psalm for each day of the month. That's kind of the idea. And as I was praying over this message tonight, the Lord, I'm working on the first 30 psalms, so there's going to be a bonus chapter in the book, and it's going to be chapter 31, and it's going to be this song. O my soul, march on with strength. Isn't that beautiful? Another way we could say it, the New Testament equivalent might be press on, towards the upward call in Christ Jesus. Keep moving forward. I know a lot of you can look back on last year, and maybe you've got a lot of things to celebrate. Maybe you would say it's about 50-50. Maybe you'd say it's 60-40. Some of you look back on 2023 and you're like, very close maybe to 2020. Some of you have had some very personal, challenging times. You've gone through some difficulty. It could be in a relationship. It could be elsewhere, whatever it may be. It could be work, whatever, but maybe a friendship. But I'll tell you this, what this spoke to me, and probably the biggest thing I would like for you to take away from tonight is that you can keep moving forward in Christ, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Amen? So let's jump into the song. We're picking it up in 5:1 with these words, Judges 5:1. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, sang. Now you can see that right out of the gate, we have a genre before us. Sometimes when you're studying your Bible, you might ask the question, you know, what type of genre is this? And the Bible does have different genres. There's some things that are metaphor. There's some things that are apocalyptic. There's obviously a whole book of songs or psalms. And here they sang, and they sang on a particular day. And that was the day of victory that the Lord had given to them. We'll come back to that in a second. So this is a song of victory. It's a song of freedom. You could call it a victory song. I've given you my own title for tonight. It's a time of reflection for the nation. This is the nation of Israel. This is post-battle. So they're looking back on a victory. We do know that the nation of Israel right now is embroiled in a war. We know that that little nation, that little sliver of land in the Middle East has had their share and more of war. In fact, the first time I went to Israel in 2006, our guide was a Israeli commander general, and he was coming at it from very much the Zionist side of the Israeli side. And if you didn't know this, most of you probably do know this, everyone who's an Israeli citizen, mandatory service in the military for 2 years. You don't get out of it. It's almost like a Mormon mission, but that's a different story, right? You must serve in the military. And it kind of makes the nation tough and patriotic. And they have this place that you go up to, and it's called Masada. And there you swear allegiance as a soldier in Israel that you will defend the nation and the citizens of the nation, even if you have to give your life's blood for it. And so the nation at this point has been under 20 years of oppression under a Canaanite king. And we learned a few weeks ago, if you were with us, that particular king had a general, and his name was Sisera. He was an Italian dude. No, just kidding. I don't know if there were Italians back then. But anyway, and there was an intimidation factor. And what Craig brought out is that iron chariots back in that day would be like having tanks parked up and down a town. It would certainly be intimidating. It would be, you know, weaponry that would be hard for anybody to deal with in terms of just an average citizenry. So that's kind of what's going on here. And they are going to sing this song because they won a victory in the wake of overwhelming odds. Singing is very much a Christian thing to do. Let me just give you an example. In Exodus 15, 1 and 2, Ryan, if you can throw it up on there. I know I didn't give it to you ahead of time, but Exodus 15, 1 and 2 says these words, after the Egyptian army is drowned in the sea. Then Moses, 15, 1 of Exodus, and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will extol him. If you drop down to the end of the song in Exodus 15, 19, it says these words, for the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea. He also had intimidating chariots. And the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea. And Miriam, notice, the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timbrel. So Moses sang, he kind of led the song, if you will. And Miriam, his sister, sang, led the women, if you will. She took the timbrel in her hand. All the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. And Miriam answered them, probably in antiphonal praise going back and forth, sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider he has hurled into the sea. Singing is very much a Christian thing to do because we sing in response to a victory that's been won for us by God. That is the victory through the cross and the resurrection. Amen. So when you first came into the church, this is what happened to me. I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church. It was very liturgical. My family stopped going when I was about 12 years old. And so from about 12 to in my early 20s, I really had nothing to do with church. I prayed a little bit, usually in emergencies. And I had a cousin invite me to a Christian church when I was probably about 21, 22 years old. And when I went into that church, prior to that that visit, I had been invited to a Calvary Chapel. It was a Monday night back when Chuck Smith was teaching. I remember him sitting on the step. I remember it was so weird to me, so different from what I was used to. Hawaiian shirts, acoustic guitars, people raising their hands. And I thought, I had one thought. There are long rows like this at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, probably a little longer than this. I thought, these people are all bananas, number one. And number two, how can I get out of here? But I was in this long row, and a woman that I had been doing some business with, I was a salesperson for a printing company at the time, she had invited me. She was working on me. She invited me to come with her and her husband. So I sat through this Bible study, and I can tell you this. This is in the late 80s. I don't remember one thing that was spoken that night.
You'll hear more from Pastor Michael in a moment.
Hey, producer Rob here with a reminder you can listen to Walk in Truth with Pastor Michael Lance anytime you want on your favorite podcast app. You can listen to Walk in Truth while you're on a walk or maybe you're doing the dishes, anytime you would like a dose of a teaching from the Word of God. You can find Walk in Truth on your Apple Podcast app or maybe you use Spotify or iHeartRadio, any podcast app, you'll find Walk in Truth. Just click on the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're already listening on podcast, please do us a favor and spread the word about Walk in Truth. Click that share button and share today's episode. Really appreciate you. God bless.
We'd love to see who's listening, so please connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. Just do a search for Walk in Truth Show. Now, back to Pastor Michael Lance right here on Walk in Truth.
And number two, how can I get out of here? But I was in this long row, and a woman that I had been doing some business with, I was a salesperson for a printing company at the time, she had invited me. She was working on me. She invited me to come with her and her husband. So I sat through this Bible study, and I can tell you this. This is in the late 80s. I don't remember one thing that was spoken that night. Not one thing. I just remember being freaked out by the style and just what was going on and how foreign it was to me. I remember being uncomfortable and walking out. And about a year later is when my cousin invited me to a church in Orange. And then that's when, and I believe seeds were planted that Monday night, but that's when really when the preacher started preaching, I felt like he had a copy of my diary, you know, but I didn't have a diary. It was one of those things, right? And it was just everything was hitting me. And I felt conviction and I knew I needed the Lord. I felt guilty over my sin and my choices. But one thing that was unique back in that time is that they sang, but they sang from a hymn book with a piano and an organ, and that was it. And it was such a different world. I was a rock and roll person. I was a rock and roll drummer. And I went into this little chapel, like little house on the prairie chapel. And it was a hymn book and an organ and a piano, and it was like a totally different world. It's like you walked into a different, you know, time warp or something like that. But I remember that I enjoyed the singing nonetheless. And I was thinking that in my friend groups, there was nowhere in my life that ever did I get together with a group of people and say, why don't we sing? I mean, now, I'm a sports guy, so maybe some of you have a college song that you sang with your friends and, you know, maybe stuff like that. We never did this. We never got together, circled up and said, anybody got a song? It was so weird. But I have to tell you this. As time went on, singing became my heart. And now I find myself, you know, I used to be kind of down here, and then my hands got up a little bit during the singing, and now a little bit higher, and now, you know, some of you wax on, wax on. Some of you are like reaching to the, and that's all right. Look, but it used to be in some churches that if someone had their hands up, you're like, what's going on with that prayer time? You know, but singing is a natural response of salvation. Amen? That's why we sing. And maybe you're not a person, you know, that's big on music or singing, but I will tell you this, that singing becomes a natural part of a Christian's heart because we have much to sing about. Now, songs are interesting, right? Because songs that speak to us are usually about life or love or that kind of thing. Well, the Bible songs are really about victory in Jesus, victory in God, and about celebrating. This is another early song. This is 1 Samuel 18, 6 and 7. It'll be familiar to you. After David killed Goliath, when David returned from killing the Philistine, the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with their tambourines, with joy and with musical instruments. And the women sang as they played and said, do you remember the song? Saul has slain his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. And Saul loved the song. It was his favorite. No? Oh, no. He hated it. Turn it off. Turn it off. Change the channel. Why did he hate the song? Because it was celebrating David. And even though he got a little bit of press in the song, his thousands compared to David's tens of thousands, he didn't like that. He was lower on the bill, you know. And so he didn't like the song. And, you know, sometimes when certain things are spoken or sung, we don't like the song. I remember when Brenda and I were young Christians, we were driving in the car and everything to us in the Bible was new. And so moral issues were being approached, marriage, sexuality, you name it. And I remember one time we were driving in the car and Raul Ries was preaching. You know how soft of a preacher Raul is, right? Yeah, he doesn't really get to the heart of anything. It's really, he soft pedals. I'm kidding, right? He's like, hey, it's heavy, man. You got to repent. And he was preaching it. And I remember us being new Christians and some of it was hard. What do you mean? What do you mean that's wrong or that's what the Bible says? Come on. You ever had a moment like that where you're saying, come on to the preacher? None of you do that, right? Nah. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20 puts it this way. Don't get drunk with wine, for that's a waste, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another, this is Ephesians 5, 18 through 20, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Amen? Making melody in your heart. So what's cool is we can encourage each other with music. Now, music is a big part of your walk. I don't know what you listen to on an average day, but I will tell you, if you want your heart to change in 2024, put on more Christian worship. Amen? Part of how you fight the battle with your mind and an expression of being filled with the Spirit. We don't think of this too much. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And we think about, immediately we go to verse 22 in Galatians 5. Love, peace, joy, da-da-da. Right? That's all true. But to be filled with the Spirit also means that songs start coming from you. When I was a new Christian, this was a really weird thing for me. The Lord started giving me poems. I was an athlete, you know, rock and roll kind of person. And I started getting poems about God and truth and love. And I was getting another one after another one. And I had this little old notebook filled with poems. And I would go up to the preacher and I'd say, I got another one. And he'd say, I'm the preacher here. You get your own church. That's how Pastor Michael was. It happened very early for me. I want to speak. I got a poem. Anyway, I know it doesn't surprise any of you. That was verse 1. Now, on that day points to chapter 4, verse 23. Let me just show you. We'll try not to go too slow tonight, but look at, here's the day. 4:23, Judges. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan. Remember, Israel took the land of Canaan, but they were still battling really for it. God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the sons of Israel. the hand of the sons of Israel pressed heavier and heavier upon Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan. Do you see what happened? Things flipped around, and all of a sudden now, God had won the victory.
You've been listening to Oh My Soul, March On with Strength, Part 1 on Walk in Truth. That was Pastor Michael's teaching in Judges chapter 5. Hey, I wanted to share a great resource with you. Check out the Walk in Truth podcast with Michael Lanz. He teaches straight through the Bible and applies it to today's issues and culture. It's really insightful and encouraging. You'll find Walk in Truth on your podcast app. If you're already listening to the podcast, please click the share button on your phone to spread the word. Now here's Pastor Michael with a final word.
Well, if you've been a Christian for a while, praise and worship music may be really important to you, or it may be that you are a person who you come to church a little late to. You don't think the music time is really that important. And I would say, when I first became a Christian and walked into a Christian church, it was a little strange. I really never got together with friends and sang a song, as it were. And now you come into church and what, 40% of the service is singing and music. And everybody has a different opinion about it. The more I have grown in the Lord and the more I've been exposed to the music of the church, the more I've praised my way through many things. I have written a new book called Oh My Soul, March On with Strength, and it's based upon this particular verse in Judges 5. And in that book, I am transparent to say I hit a pastoral wall, probably a combination of stress and all that goes with it, anxiety. And in many ways, I found myself holding on to single Bible verses and praise songs that I played over and over again. And literally, I feel like the Lord allowed me by His grace to praise my way through it. And so that's the book. And pretty soon, we're doing some final touches on the book. The book will walk us through the first 30 Psalms and with a bonus chapter from this song in the book of Judges. And it's coming, and I think you're going to find it medicinal for you. When I first wrote the manuscript for the book, I wrote it more like as a scholar slash pastor. But when I got back to it, having gone through and was really in the middle of some deep struggle, I felt like I was living the Psalms. And I think this book's going to help. I pray it helps a lot of people. That's really my heart in writing it. Keep that in prayer. We're going to tell you more about the book. It's a daily journey, a devotional journey through the first 30 Psalms, and based upon this idea of walking with the strength of God for your soul. I pray that the Lord's strength will be yours in full for everything that you're facing. I pray that you be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Make sure you, if at all possible, you're with a local assembly, a local church this weekend, praising Him, serving Him, inviting others, worshiping Him corporately, giving to the kingdom, loving, encouraging other believers. And if you want to visit our home fellowship, we're in the city of Corona. It's called Living Truth Christian Fellowship. The preaching that you hear on Walk in Truth comes from the pulpit of Living Truth, right on the border of Norco and Corona. I would love to meet you, love you to have you experience one of the services. We actually are going through the end times chapters, if you will, of the book of Matthew. And it's pretty intriguing stuff. And it will take us into the passion of the Christ and so much incredible stuff in Matthew's gospel. Come and visit us, walkintruth.com. Click on the church tab for all the details, driving directions, what to expect, service times, walkintruth.com. Click on that church tab. And I hope to see you very soon. God bless you.
We need your support to keep the Walk in Truth show going strong. By becoming a monthly partner with just $20, you can help us cover radio airtime bills, make our podcast available, and even expand our reach to more radio stations. Your contribution will truly make a difference in supporting our ministry. Join us in spreading truth and wisdom across the airwaves. Visit walkintruth.com and click donate. That's walkintruth.com and click donate. And join us Monday for Pastor Michael's teaching in Judges 5 called
O my soul, march on with strength.
This is what happened in the battle that's celebrated in chapter 5. God marched from Edom. He marched from a type of Sinai, or some scholars say it's a picture of the covenant he made with Israel at Sinai, and then he's marching into the promised land with his people and for his people to fight the battle for his wife, his son, his covenant people. Amen? He'll fight. He's a mighty warrior. That's our God. I don't know how that grabs you. People are okay with God as love. But you know what? God is a consuming fire as well. God is justice. God is holy. God is truth. And God is a mighty warrior.
I'm Mike Massaro. On behalf of Pastor Michael Lance and Living Truth Christian Fellowship, thanks for listening to Walk in Truth, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people.